Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And on the line with us right now from FAIR is Ira Melman. Ira, thanks for joining us. How's your afternoon going?
So far, so good.
Okay. The easy question to begin. Can you tell us what the heck is happening? I mean, I have a stack of about 2 inches thick here, 100 different stories, you know, and conflicting reports. This is happening. That's happening. Can you tell us what's really going on down there?
What is going on is that the administration has been limited to two options to deal with this flood of people coming across the border illegally with their children. Under a consent agreement that the Obama administration entered into, the maximum amount of time that a family with children can be detained is 20 days. And that's clearly not enough time to adjudicate any kind of claim to remain here in the United States. The other alternative is to simply release the entire family as a unit and in the hope that they will show up for their hearing. And statistics tell us that the vast majority of them will never show up. So essentially, what has happened is we've created a situation where showing up with children essentially amounted to a get-out-of-jail-free card. If you showed up with a kid, we either had to release you, or the other option, which is the administration is now taking, is detaining the adults. The adults can be detained much longer than the kids can be detained. Detaining the adults and placing the children in the custody of a relative who happens to be here in the United States, or some other guardian, or in the custody of the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, let's be clear. Both of these options are bad options, and this can be fixed anytime Congress chooses to. They could pass legislation today saying, okay, we are going to allow the detention of children long and families together longer than 20 days, a reasonable amount of time that is necessary to determine whether the family has a right to enter the United States. We could solve this problem today if Congress chose to, but instead they'd rather have a political football to kick around.
So you know, I mean, there's a story on the Drudge Report, you know, that says that like 196 minutes of network coverage has been devoted to this in the past 2 days. Where do you think this story is going? I mean, what's going to happen next?
Well, the ball's now in Congress's court. There's, you know, they're going to be dealing with immigration legislation this week. This should certainly be a part of it, but it's Congress's policy to be fixed. They make the laws in this country. Under the law as it now exists, the administration has only two options. Either it's use kids to get out of jail free card and release the whole family, or separate the adults and detain them and place the children in the custody of relatives or in the Department of Homeland Human Services. So they've got to give the administration a larger menu to choose from. And the most reasonable scenario is that they say, okay, we are going to allow for the detention of families as a unit until such time as we can determine whether the family has a valid claim. And, you know, if they do, then the whole family is released into the United States. If they don't, the whole family as a unit is returned to their home country.
Now, Ira, one of the things that I said was, you know, the immigration was a real hot topic. Then it kind of dropped off the front page. Everybody's talking about gun control and a whole bunch of other things. Then, of course, North Korea. And now, you know, then it popped up and we're going to stop the caravan from coming in. We're sending National Guard troops and all that stuff. And now we're hearing 250 young people a day coming to cross the border. And it's almost like people are saying, well, why is this started again? But it's not starting again. This has been a regular occurrence, right?
Yes, it is continuing, and we need to address this. You know, one of the ways is to make it clear to people that you're not going to be able to use your kids as a get-out-of-jail-free card. There are other things that Congress needs to fix. You know, if you come across as an unaccompanied minor from Canada or Mexico, we can send you right back. If you come from any other country, we have to let you in and follow a lengthy procedure to tell us why you should get to stay here in the United States. That is attracting people and unaccompanied minors to come to the United States illegally. So there are things that we need to fix to remedy these situations. We also need to start holding the countries, the governments of these countries accountable. You know, sovereignty comes with responsibilities. You have a responsibility to protect the interests of your own citizens. And if you're not doing that, we need to hold you accountable in terms of foreign aid, in terms of availability of loans from the international lending authorities. These are the sorts of leverages that we ought to be able to use against these governments because, you know, it is unreasonable of them to expect that they can neglect the interests of their citizens and then have the United States or some country in Western Europe do it for them.
Now, Ira, one more question. You mentioned earlier when you began to explain what's going on down there, you talked about a consent decree or something like that. And I believe you're referring to the Flores consent decree. Right. Now, people are screaming, and Elijah Cummings on the ABC newscast said, this is 100% all created by the Trump administration. They're the devil. But the Flores consent decree was under Obama, right?
That's correct. The original decision was handed down in 1997. Then a judge, I believe it was in California, ruled that under her interpretation of that court ruling, you cannot detain families for more than 20 days. And the Obama administration said, okay, we accept that. You know, what you've been hearing is, you know, the administration does not have to do this. That's true. They could just continue to let people use their kids as get-out-of-jail-free cards. There are two bad options on the table. There need to be other viable options on the table. The reason there are not other viable options on the table is because people like Elijah Cummings would never let that go through Congress. The last thing that Elijah Cummings and some of these other folks want is the ability of the government to detain people long enough to determine whether they have a right to enter the country, and if they don't, to send them back to their home countries. They don't want people being sent back, and so they're going to refuse to allow legislation through that would change the whole nature of the debate.
Now, Ira, one last question, and based on what you just said, our first call today was from a gentleman who said, you know, how can you send them back to those countries? Death squads, squalor. How do we send them back? I mean, if they've come here to get out of, you know, a sewer, what do we do? Do we just put them on a bus and send them back into that mess?
Well, look, I mean, we have to face reality, and the reality is that there are a growing number of failed societies, not just in Central America, but around the world. And, you know, the United States and a handful of Western European countries cannot be expected to indefinitely deal with the human fallout from the failure of these countries to provide the basics that their own citizens need, to provide safety, to confront the gangs. These are things that they need to do. You know, if they're failing, they cannot expect that the United States is just going to endlessly clean up their messes. They have to be forced into a situation where they need to do what they need to do. And until we're prepared to put the pressure on them, that's not going to happen.
Ira, thanks for talking to us. Federation for American Immigration Reform, I'm grateful for your time.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.